With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen, we were talking about this earlier. I instantly thought about Dennis, who passed away sadly last year. And when this Kraft guy, the owner, the billionaire of this football team, gets bopped getting a tug twice on film at this rub and tug, which is clearly going to be sex trafficking, which is really the only part that's not okay. I don't care. Nobody cares if a 77-year-old guy, widower, you know.
I'm half impressed,
right,
but.
Right, but the problem is you go to one of these joints, and it's like human trafficking. It's mm-hmm. it traffics in misery. They've got it right. You know, in Nevada, where it's legal, you get a brothel, you hire great talent, girls who that's what they like to do, they get paid. It's 50-50, it's clean, it's safe, it works. It does cost more than $60, though. I can tell you that right now.
Born in Oakland, California, our next guest was a longtime friend of the late, great Dennis Hopp, as well as being named the head of his estate and working as the longtime general manager of the world-famous Moonlight Bunny Ranch. Since 1983, she has been a huge part of making the Bunny Ranch the world's number one sex destination. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Madame Suzette.
Miss Suzette, how are you?
Okay. Hi, Johnny. How's it going?
You know what? It's been so long since we spoke. We text back and forth after Dennis passed and I apologize for not reaching out sooner, but this Kraft thing was such a great opportunity. I go, oh, Dee would have loved this. You guys would have been all over the news already.
Yes, he would have. I have a little bit different style than Dennis. You know, he was the media genius, and I'm a hands-on manager, so we were the yin and yang, you know.
He would have loved this,
That's
though.
That's what made it work. That's what made it so successful. Oh, yes, he would have. He's loving it right now.
So you're running all four of the brothels left right now. There were five. I know one of the licensed, something happened there, but
actually there was seven.
Seven.
There were seven brothels, and we sold one, and then two are in the process of being sold down south, and then we have four up here where the main ones are. So yes, I've been running these for a long time. I started with Dennis, and he got the license in January of 93, and I came working for him in February 93. So I've been with him for a long time. Yep. He moved me next door to his house, and so we were best friends.
I know.
Every morning, and 24/7. I miss him dearly. I mean, he's my best friend.
No, you. I mean, you guys were inseparable, and he certainly loved you. And the last time we were all together, we were talking about the fact you never take a vacation. And he was like, no, she's never going to take a vacation. And he had bought you a car. You hadn't received what was the car he bought you?
Yeah, he would. No. You can't take any time off. How about a new car? Oh, okay. No. Jennifer really needs. No. How about a new house? That's the way he was. You know, so the last car he bought me was a Porsche Carrera.
Yeah.
In his garage now, and it is I just love that car so much, and he took pictures of it with me, and it was my ultimate dream car, but I still have not taken a vacation, and so hopefully this year I can get away for a few days and go do that, but, you know, I've got business to take care of now, Johnny, so.
I know. Well, I'm so glad it is you, though, because, you know, you never know what's going to happen with a tragedy like this. You know, Dennis had his birthday party, anybody listening, Dennis Hoff, And he passed away that night.
It was a 5-day birthday party, 5 days.
And
he had such a great time. It was that his birthday, the big bash up here. And then that was the Saturday night. He had big birthday party Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Then he drove down himself down to Nye County so then to put on another birthday party down there. And he drove down south with Heidi Fleiss and Ron Jeremy in the car, and I talked to Dennis 3 or 4 times while he was in the car. We just never not talked. And I said, God, Dennis, I wish I was in that car, you know. I mean, how fun that would have been, that road trip, 8 hours down. And then he went to a big, gigantic party down there, and then he died in the middle of the night. And thank God He died in his sleep. That's all I could say is thank God, you know.
No, that's it. Nobody wants a long, drawn-out illness or, you know, being debilitated or, God forbid, a stroke that leaves you, you know, half. I would have rather him lived another 25 years, but it definitely was, if I could choose a way, that's the way to go.
He did not want that.
And legend has it there was two girls in the room prior to that.
Two girls?
Yes, that night. He had a couple girls come by and Bible study with him.
More than that. It was just a constant, it was a constant revolving door, constantly. It was just constant. He just always had girls with him constantly.
Yeah, of course.
That was just one of his things constantly. So I just was glad he died happy. So that's the most important thing.
All salaciousness aside.
Oh my God.
With this, all salaciousness aside, we talk about the craft thing. You know, this billionaire is going, why won't you just hire a girl, you know, who's a legitimate and do it that way?
That's
you think
silly.
Because human trafficking is absolutely deplorable and it's real. And when you give money to these people, these girls don't get it. They're in a bad situation. Go to a place that's legal, that's clean, that's safe, that pays their taxes, that doctors come in, that no girl is held there there's a waiting list to get in there.
Oh, yes, there is. And, you know, there is no sex trafficking here. They have to go and get a federal background check before their license. Of course, before that, they go through the doctor situation, then they get federally background checked, then they get licensed, and then they can start work. And we have over 1,500 girls that are emailing me or contacting me to work here. And I hire with our four brothels, which is the Bunny Ranch, the Kit Kat Ranch, the Sagebrush Ranch, and the Love Ranch, and we're all in a little cul-de-sac there in the red light district in Lyon County. That's 6 miles east of Carson City, 20 miles south of Reno, Nevada. And I probably hire maybe 10 girls a month. So, I mean, there is a long list, and I commend them to want to come here and work legally and get them off of the street.
Sure.
You know, so I wish I had 100 brothels that they could go to work at legally to get them off of the street.
Suzette is, you were always kind of a mystery. I mean, I certainly understood what you do and your love and your friendship and the family with Dee and had a deep admiration for the way you handle yourself and all those girls. But you kind of bypassed having a personal life for this, you know. I don't know that you were married, were you? I mean, I've never known you to have a boyfriend.
You know what? Dennis has never seen me with another boy. He was my guy, and I was with him 28 years. And yes, I was married. I was married when I was 27 years old. I was married for 14 years and never had kids. And then after that, I started with Dennis, never had a boyfriend, don't have kids. Dennis gave me a border collie, Sophie. She's my baby.
I know.
And I cherish her forever. And she follows me everywhere. We go to work together. She's always in the car with me everywhere we go. But, you know, I don't have time for a boy. You know, it's work, work, work. You know, Dennis was my boy.
Oh, I know.
Dennis knew that.
I'm so glad to, by the way, hear Sophie as well.
He was my guy.
And Sophie's doing beautifully?
Yes, yes, she is. Thank you. Good. Thank you. I know we shared pictures the last time that we were together.
You are. Animals. Oh, yeah. No, I think about it all the time. And you are. So listen, so I'm going to assume, now, is this goal going to become yours? Because Dennis, I wouldn't say he left it to anybody from his previous marriage, I wouldn't think. And I don't know. I assume he had a will. I assume he had everything laid out because he was a pretty buttoned up guy.
Yes, he had a trust, and it was locked down, and I am running the businesses, and all the businesses are in a trust, and he just made sure that I was completely taken care of.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Which he did, so God bless him, but, I mean, I would much rather have him back
sure.
than any paycheck. You know, it's a real bitter pill to swallow, you know, because that you can have all this, but you don't have me anymore. And
no,
that's
of course
way not. Too much for me to handle, and I have to handle that every day, you know. And I don't like it's a very hard adjustment, you know.
No,
very,
I understand.
Very, very difficult.
No, you guys. I mean, it's funny because people think of a salacious like a seedy joint. I'm like, you don't get it. Like everybody has sex. Everybody, this is a clean, together joint. And you guys, I mean, look, it doesn't work without having an incredible female on that floor that understands what it really is. It doesn't work. You can't. I don't believe you could have a guy in your position. I think it has to be an incredibly thoughtful, together, and aware. You know, because some of these, you run into some characters over the years that, you know, not every girl is a good fit for that business. And you've got to be caring and kind, and you got to be strong and no nonsense. You got to be all the above. Like Dennis was out, you know, raising all that hell and getting all the publicity and putting it all together. And what I was afraid of when Dennis passed.
I wear a lot of hats. I wear a lot of hats. I wear a sister hat, a mother hat, you know, boss hat, a friend hat. You know, I wear a lot of, and I would, you know, I always try to help the girls. There's just a few things, you know, I run a very tight, tight ironclad business, but I don't do well with drugs. And if I feel like a girl is on drugs or have drugs, they'll even drug test right there or they have to leave. It's no drugs at all.
Yeah, no, that's it.
All kinds.
Well, and you, listen, this is what I was worried about. I was worried that when Dennis passed, I go, what if he's not buttoned up? And in my head, it was too soon to have this conversation with you, but I thought, what will happen? What if somebody comes in and wrecks all of his work and Suzette's work, if, you know, so when I realized you were still in the position and everything was what had gone the way it has, I was greatly relieved for his memory and for everything he built and really did work an entire lifetime on. And I hope everything goes well. And by the way, is there anything we can do for you?
You know what? Why don't you come out and do another radio show at our place sometime? That would be so cool.
Well, look, we're in.
That would be really, really cool.
Well, absolutely. Well, that'll be.
There are people out there trying to wreck the business still. People are trying to close this down because they don't understand how the business works. We've been here since 1955. It's been legal since 1972. So we know how it works. And in Lyon County, they're old school. It's old cowboy county, you know. So it's gambling, prostitution, and drinking all night long. But they're very strict. And, you know, we run a very strict business. It's very, 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 it's very strict.
Have you been approached by any, like, because the other thought I had was, man, this is where the second installation of Cat House Part 2, Dennis has passed, and now it's all got to come together. And now it's the, how can you hold the whole thing together? I mean, it's pretty compelling idea. Has anybody approached you about that?
You know, HBO, in fact, did, you know, approached me after Dennis passed, but just for the condolences. But
nice.
I've had from day one, as soon as Dennis passed, people started, you know, texting me and emailing me and calling me about every different type of thing you could think of. And I just not interested at this time. But, you know, it's hard. It's like a big brick wall to get through to me. You know, I've just lately, this last week, I've done a couple of radio shows. Otherwise, I have not gone out in public and said anything.
I understand.
Yet, you know, made a statement or anything yet.
Well, I understand. It is tough.
I'm very different from Dennis. I don't really like my picture taken, and I, you know, I'm very, you know, he's very the opposite. He was out there. He loved to have the camera on him. I hide from the camera. I mean, HBO hated me to be there because I never wanted to be on camera. And I'm just different from Dennis, you know. But that was the yin and yang, and that's what made it work. So.
But
I have to kind of get out there a little bit, but, you know, I
got to tell you,
approaching with the show idea, it's a possibility.
I would, if I were you, I think it's such, knowing you over the years and getting a real, I think a genuine feel for who you are in real life, you're such a, it's such an opposite. The show could be incredible. It really could, because I think you're such a lovable human being and you have such an odd job at this point, you know, that most of the world can't even wrap their head around. Everybody can see a guy like him and go, oh, look at him. He's the pimp master general. But you go, this is a sweet lady who really is like a sister and a mother, but has to drop the hammer and has to run a tight ship and the whole thing. It's a pretty compelling idea. And I think that like I said, you are a very kind person, a thoughtful person. You know, I see how you act with the girls and with Sophie and how you were with Dee. So you should consider it. But, you know, I mean, look, nobody's going to pull the wool over your eyes. You've seen everything. You were by Dennis' side for 28 years. I mean, you're as smart as they come.
Thank you, Johnny.
Well, I mean it. I'm glad to hear your voice.
I learned a lot from Dennis. You know, he was a very wise man, and there wasn't a day that went by that I did not learn something new from him. I just miss him so much.
Yeah, me too. I think about him more than I actually realized I would. I'll just, you know, stuff reminds you just all the time. And I'm like, golly, man. And I'm so glad I stayed that extra day. And it was, you know, I was getting a little grief back here, like I was out there, you know, getting squirrely. But what happened was Dee was like, hey, if you want to hang, I'd love to talk. And so we just, like you said, I went up there and sat on the couch next to him at his place. We drank coffee, and we just talked and talked and talked and talked. And I, you know, had a great deal.
You were one of his favorites. I could tell you that. You truly were. He nothing but high regards for you. You guys known each other for many, many years.
Well, I genuinely felt that for him. And I thought he was a fascinating guy. And I miss him all the time. And I hope everything is really, really well for you. And I want everybody to know that the ranch is open for business and it is hauling ass. Like, get on the website, give it a go, check it out. And I know that it's all still there. And I hope business has been good. It's kind of the one thing that never goes out of style for sure, Suzette.
Yeah, business is great. Business is great. I'm setting up a little memorial, and, you know, in our little foyer, and put up all Dennis's pictures with everybody on the walls, and you know, and have a little organizer there with all his personal items in there. I think it's important to keep him around. We're gonna in the process of redoing the parlor and getting my leopard carpet back that I like, and my gold mirrors, my red block wallpaper, and so my chandelier. So it's going to be really, really cool when we get that parlor done. You're going to have to come out because it's going to be something else.
Absolutely, I will. There's no doubt. Well, listen, anytime, we'll call you. And you know, as far as I'm concerned, we're all friends here. And I think, what would Dee do? And anytime I feel that, I'm going to try and reach out. And if you have time, and God loves, nobody likes to get up as early as this is your time. I mean, right now it's only 7 o'clock in the morning there. But I appreciate you coming by, and you know, we're all family still, and we're definitely bringing the show back out again. I don't know if
please
we'll do
come
it.
Out. Think about when you're going to be coming out for sure. That was so much fun. I remember when you came out and was doing some live shows with us. So right. We'll have a contest and have, you know, somebody win the contest and come out. And
sure.
It'll be so much fun.
Well, listen, you know, if you need anything from me from radio, and there's anything I can do, all you have to do is call. And if you need anything at all, just call me. And if there's some way I can help, or I know somebody that can help, all you got to do is reach out to me.
Well, thank you so much. And vice versa, honey. Right. Thank you so much for inviting me on your show.
Well, listen, we're going to talk many more times. You are fantastic. It's so good to hear your voice. And I shouldn't have been this long, but I'm definitely glad this guy decided to go get a hand job so you and I could reconnect.
Okay.
I love you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
I love you too. Bye now. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.